Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Welcome to Diva Spot. 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 You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grind's off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, try to vlog on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio. Come
Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
So it is Friday. We're going to have special guests live in the building. Miss Sharice Blake. Nah, I don't even want to cut up my girl name. I'm just going to call her Queen Sharice. Owner of Just Five Bakery and Events is going to be in the building today. Welcome to episode 7, y'all. We on episode 7. We have had a crazy, crazy powerful lineup for the last 2 weeks now, so I'm excited about that. But Queen Sharice is going to come in the building with us, and it's going to be so sweet. Make sure you check her out on all social major platforms at Just Fly Events, at Just Fly Events. Now, today is Friday. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. We're broadcasting live here from Greenville, Texas. You know, temperature's going to be like a high 80s, but we got an 80% chance of rain, so make sure you get your boots and your raincoat out. You know how Texas do. Also, we got the mompreneurs in the building today, so we going to show her some love. She about to come in here for a minute. Big shout out to Eve. Eve's a mompreneur. You better know that. Yeah. Get yourself ready. You got your mimosas, you got your tea, you got your orange juice this morning. Come on in with your girl Diva Ebony B. Make sure you tune in live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Or listen at, call us up at the station, listen live, 515-602-9661. That's 515-602-9661. Press the 1 button to be heard. Let me tell y'all a little bit about my girl, Queen Sharice. Queen Sharice is the proud owner and creator of Just Five Bakery and Events. At her dessert shop, she specializes in sparkling creativity with a dash of a wow factor. Y'all got to see this lady, and you got to taste her sweet treats. She's located in Orlando, Florida, and serving the surrounding areas. She is your go-to destination for freestyle edible art, man. Now, with a deep-rooted faith of God and a 1-11-1 belief in the power of possibilities, she strives to create the best choice for your custom cakes and treats. Now, her confections are not just delicious, but they are also visually stunning, designed to leave a lasting impression on your special occasion. Now, if you need your cakes done, you need cake pops, you need cupcakes, you need a fly cake, and that rum cake, oh my gosh, shout out, she is a Jamaican queen, that rum cake, you need to go to www.jeffflyevents.com. Again, that's www.jefffly. I want to make sure I got that right, because even don't play no games. JustFlyEvents.com. That's JussFlyy Events.com. Check her out. I want y'all to give a round of applause for my special guest, Miss Queen Sharice. Welcome to Just Five Bakery and Events.
Thank you.
Thank you for good
morning. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, man, it is Friday. We got you up here live in the morning with your diva. I appreciate you being here. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm so excited about everything that God is doing for you and your family and how you just taking over the Florida area. You just shutting down Orlando, girl.
Girl, let me tell you, first of all, you know, just thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show. I am so proud of you. Like, I just keep moving those mountains. But yeah, I'm here doing my thing in Orlando, honey. I am.
Oh, I love it. So, Queen Sharice, for those who don't know you and who haven't been exposed to all of your beautiful sweet treats, cakes, cupcakes, cookies, woo, girl, I just got excited. Tell them who you are and tell them a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, you know, my name is Sharice Playgrove. I'm born and raised New Yorker from Queens at that. Queens, stand up. A queen from Queens. Mm-hmm. I am a mother, a wife, an entrepreneur, a friend. I mean, the list goes on of who I am. But most of all, I am a child of God. And I'm just... Mm-hmm. You know, taking life a day at a time, and, you know, I'm pushing myself past my limit. I you know, got into baking. I mean, I've been baking since I was like 10 years old, but it's crazy how everything just circled back around when I first moved to Seattle, and I just started baking, and then it evolved into a business, and here I am 5 years later, and it's like, I've never gone to school for this, but a lot of it has been self-taught, so that's
I love that. We got to give a round of applause for that. Yeah. Now, Cherise, why did you decide to start your own bakery and events business? Like, what made you decide to do this?
Okay, so I have always been a creative person. In high school, I was voted most creative. So I've always had an outlet to create. And, you know, family and friends would have events and, you know, baby showers is what it was, where I was always decorating and, you know, starting with the chocolate-covered pretzels and stuff. And one year, my cousin had a baby shower in Miami, and I went, and she had these cake pops and Oreos that were made, and I was just so impressed with them. I was like, wow, you know, and I decided to, you know, take a one-on-one class. I flew down, you know, a few months later. I took a one-on-one class with that girl. And when I took the class with her, it was like, okay, this is not hard. Like, I see her working. Her following was crazy on Instagram. She gave me a packet, a very helpful packet to actually let me know, like, if you want to start a business, this is what you need to do. You know, not everything, but she kind of gave me a little blueprint. And I just practiced my craft and I ran with it, and it happened overnight. It seems like it, but it didn't. But you know, I learned a lot along the way. So it didn't happen overnight, but it seems like it did. And
oh,
I'm passionate about it. You know, I'm passionate about it.
And we can tell, you know, looking at your creations, everything from your cake pops to your dip Oreo cookies, all the way up to your cakes, your cup, everything. You know, I've had the honor and the privilege to be able to purchase some cakes from you. You did my daughter's birthday party. I think it was her third birthday party or fourth birthday party.
Was it her
third? I think it was, because Queenie is going to be 10 this year. So it probably was like her fourth birthday party. Fourth, fifth.
Unicorn, right? It was
unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and it was incredibly beautiful. The layout, everything. I didn't have to worry about anything. You came and you set up, you decorated the treat table. The cake was beautiful. Everything was beautiful and tasting. And then we got another cake for my husband for his birthday. And then we got another cake for my birthday. And we got our first cake from you for King for his birthday. So that was a carnal theme. So, I mean, you are just super creative. Like, it was in you. And my question is,
my God, thank you.
Yes, it's been incredible. I have loved being on this journey with you. I'm not even going to lie to you. My question is, you know, how did you fund your business in the beginning stages? Like, what was that like for you?
You know, funding was all on me. I didn't know about the SBA. I didn't know about grants. I mean, I've heard about them in the past, but I'm like, you know, here I am. I'm opening a little business out of my house. I ain't gonna get, you know, why am I looking towards those things? So it basically was funded by myself. I worked a full-time job and, you know, bought my startup supplies, and from there, you know, customers would place their orders, and you know, from there, I whatever I profited off of that order, I reinvested it back into my business, and I did that for years. So I didn't really take a paycheck from my business, because I had to, you know, invest in marketing, invest in the website, to make money, you got to spend money. So it was always like that, to this point where I'm smarter, I'm wiser, and I'm like, listen, this has to be X amount of money profitable for me to be able for me to even do the order, you know what I mean? So you learn as you go, but you know, now there's grants out there, there's loans and all of that, those things are out there. So hey, during COVID I applied for that
Be Malone, they denied me. So, yeah, your girl been doing it on her own.
And I wanted the listeners to hear that because, yes, you worked a full-time job at that time. And, yes, you was working your business, you know, just beginning the stages of it. And you decided to invest into yourself. And this is what it's about. And you heard what she said. She did not take a profit from her business until maybe like a year later. But she started to get wiser and smarter and say, you know what? I'm not turning on my oven unless this, how much for this? And you got to, you know, you got to get to the grassroots of it. You got to go through some trial and error to see what works. So I
exactly.
want the mompreneurs out there who's listening, you know, and this is why this episode is so important about mompreneurs is, you know, you need to invest into yourself. You invest into everybody else's brand, everybody else's stuff. But when are you going to take some of that coin out of other business pockets and put it in your business if you're talking about starting a business? So I definitely appreciate that. You dropping those jewels. And big shout out to our sponsor. We got to pay some bills. Big shout out to Nurse Glamour. Playing faces and saving lives. But make sure y'all check out Nurse Glamour at divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's divaspotent.blogspot.com. And make sure you click on the Nurse Glamour tab. Man, we got Queen Cherise live in the building with the owner and the creator of Jet Fly Bakery and Events. Make sure you call us up at 515-602-9661 and press the 1 button to be heard. We're going to get into more of the sweet treats with you, Cherise. My next question for you, and thank you for dropping that jewel, is what is one of your most proudest moments in your business?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You know you got like
a thousand. I have two. But you know, it's so crazy because this just happened last night.
Nice.
It's like a part two to the part one. Oh. I got a corporate order from American Express.
Nice.
Okay. American Express reached out to me. I don't know how they found me, but guess what? God aligned them. And I did the order. It was 750 cake pops. Ask me, you
nice.
Know, my kitchen oven baked all of it, you know, because I'm a college baker. So
mm-hmm.
I did all of that from home. And then I just received an email last night. This was about last month. I received an email last night. They're wanting 250 more cake pops for next week because they love them so much. So that is a proud moment for me. It's a corporate account. A lot of people cannot get corporate accounts. And then the fact that they're back within a month, no matter what I have going on, I cannot say no. They are my customers, and I want to keep them. So who would have known, you know, my business started with cake pops and I diverted and did cakes and cupcakes and stuff. And God is bringing me right back to what I all started with. You see, I told you the girl made cake pops at that baby shower. That's why I took a class with her and started doing cake pops. And here I'm doing hundreds of cake pops. So that's my proudest moment to date.
Oh, I love it. I definitely say life happens in circles, not in rows. And I just can hear just the consistency in your business, like the consistency in what you're doing, and now you're getting corporate orders, and you deserve those corporate orders. Take a look at her Instagram.
Amen.
You got to check out her Instagram at Jess Fly Events. Again, that's Jess Fly Events. All the consistency, all the creativity, and the cake pops are good. The rum cake,
I was supposed to have you some rum cake to be eaten on a show, but, you know, I have just been in demand. Certain things just got to get, you know, prioritized. And these customers, shout out to Google. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to Google. They are finding me from Google, and they are coming in like crazy.
I love it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live with Diva Spot Radio. We got our special guest live in the building, Queen Cherise of Jet Fly Bakery and Events. Make sure you call us up at 515-602-9661 and press the 1 button to be heard. Tune in live at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. We're going to get into a hot track, and then we're going to come back with more with Cherise. Let's go. It's so sweet around here, baby. We're going to play some Cecily Jones. Sexy and Fly, because that's exactly what she is. Let's go.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
That was your girl Cecily Jones right there with Sexy Fly. Make sure you check her out on all social media platforms. I got the queen in the building. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Sharice Blagrove is live in the building from owner of Jeff Fly Bakery and Events, man. Listen, I love that. Sexy Fly all the time, Sharice. Now,
girl, I will
kick go ahead. How you like that song, Sharice?
Okay. I love that one right there.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have her coming to Diva Spot on Monday, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. She's going to be here Monday on the 30th to rock out with Diva in the morning. Sharice, let's switch gears a little bit. You have a beautiful family, and you have a wonderful husband. How long y'all been married, Sharice?
11 years.
11 years. Me and hubby trying to catch up with y'all. Round of applause. But Sharice, I want to ask you, you know, with being married 11 years, you've been running your business and working your business for the last 5 years now. How do you balance marriage in the business?
That is a struggle, okay? Mm. And this is a transparent moment because it is a struggle when you have the demand coming in, you're trying to grow your business, but you want to spend time with your husband and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something sometimes gets neglected or gets dropped, you know? And so I'm still working on that aspect in my life. I think I've been doing okay. And my husband, he understands, and he's like, okay, you know, the orders come in, you got to do the orders. But there was a time when I was living in Seattle when business was crazy. When I say I did not sleep, it was, and I was working a full-time job, you know, I had to step back and say, oh, hold on. I have to start saying no, because I'm not really a no girl. I'm really a yes girl. So even if I say I'm booked and someone comes and they're like, oh, I need a cake or I need something, I'm like, okay, because at the end of the day, I have a lot of goals for my business, and what's going to help me to get to my goals? More customers, more profit. You get where I'm coming from? So it's definitely hard to balance, especially working a full-time job as well. So we have four aspects that we're looking at. A full-time job, your business, your husband, and the kids.
Mm.
And yourself. You can't forget about yourself. But, you know, a lot of times I do forget about myself, and I come back.
Mm.
You know?
I can definitely understand that. It can be a tricky balance, you know? And I adapt the motto of God first, family second, and career third. It's not easy working full-time, then working a station, having your husband and having your kids, but it is doable.
It is doable. And the good thing is that, you know, we can make changes.
Yes,
you can make changes to work and have, you know, an agreement, or say, okay, well, you know, one date night a month, or, you know, something of that nature, you know. So there's a few things that I know that I'm working on that I want to implement very soon. So
I love that. And I love the fact that you was honest and transparent with that moment, because a lot of mompreneurs, they need to know that. This is a Mompreneurs episode. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live on Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you hit us up at 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. I got Queen Sharice live in the building, owner of Jeff Fly Bakery and Events. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to New York. Big shout out to Alabama on this check-in. Y'all call in and show my guests some love. 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. Sharice, my next question for you is, you have three beautiful daughters. Beautiful daughters. So you got three of them to hone in on whatever that they want to hone in on life. But my question to you is, because you know your kids better than what I would do, is what I do is, if your kids were to start their own businesses, what would it be? What do you think it would be?
Well, for my oldest,
She's 15. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get her to start a hair care line, some oils and stuff. So I hope she really, you know, goes through with that because I think it will be very beneficial to her. I've been preaching it to her for probably about 2 years now. So, you know, but, you know, you have to let them take their own time because she's good at what she does with her hair. And, you know, natural products is what's selling right now. You know what I mean? And, I mean, a young lady, I told her, I said, by 18, you could be a millionaire, baby. For my 9-year-old, I can see her starting maybe like a bath bomb, lip gloss kind of business. I can definitely see her doing that. And then the 2-year-old, she could open a crying business because that's all she do is cry. That'd be crazy. But I love her. I love her.
I love that. You know,
if they ever do come to me and they're ready, you know, I will have the tools to give them and have them, you know, do the work. At the end of the day, like, I can't be committed to your business. You have to be committed to your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the possibilities are endless. I want you to tell us about a time where your family or your friends have supported your business in an unforgettable way.
They all do. They all do. A lot of
you got a big
do.
Family. I mean, big shout out to your family.
I have a big family. Oh my gosh. I have lots of aunts, uncles, cousins. You know, my in-laws are just always so supportive. My parents, my grandparents, my, you know, my friends, my sisters in Christ. I mean, I get so much support. It is, you know, people reposting on social media, you know, buying anything that I have. Let me see. It's so many countless events. I mean, you know, but I could tell you what, you know, you have definitely supported me along my journey. The first cake that I sold was for your son.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So remember that first cake that I did?
The baseball
cake. Yes, it was. That cake that I actually sold to a customer, and it was you because you believed in my dream from day one. You never questioned me. I told you the price. You paid the price, and you love the cake, and you know. So that is very dear to me. I have so many other scenarios and examples that I could give, but for that first, you know, that first customer buying a cake, especially, I didn't know what I was doing with cake. And big shout out to my aunt, you know, Nikki, she always there supporting me. If I'm doing a sale, she there buying up stuff online. I'm like, girl, just calm down. And she's like, no, I'm supporting your business. I'm supporting your business. So, you know, I have a lot of cheerleaders, and number one cheerleader is God. You know,
hallelujah.
Number one cheerleader.
Hallelujah to that. I know that's right. Your number one cheerleader is God. Let's go to the phone line and get some love. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. We got Queen Cherise, owner of Just Fly Bakery and Events. Let's go ahead and open up the call line to the 407. 407, what's your name? Where you calling from? Uh-oh, can you hear me? 407-535. Are you there?
They got to press number one. Did they press number one?
That's all right. We'll get back to them. We would definitely get back to them. The show must go on, baby. If you're not on the phone line, go ahead and call us up at 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. That's 515-602-9661. And press the one button to be heard. We got Cherise live in the building with your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow Diva Spot Radio on all social major social platforms at Diva Spot Radio and at Diva Ebony B. On Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, which is now X now, and on Facebook. We're going to get Twitter. Twitter ain't even Twitter no more. It's X.
I still can't get it right. I was telling my husband the other day, I said, you need to go on Twitter. I'm like, oh, whatever it's named, because I can't keep up.
He said, I'm going to rebrand this thing, and that's just that. Cherise, my next question to you is, we talked about your passion. We talked about the family. Now let's get into some of your inspiration. Who has been your biggest inspiration as an entrepreneur? You come from a long line of family of entrepreneurs, but who has been your biggest inspiration? And my second question is, who are some of the your inspirations in the cake and bake industry?
All right. So first part of the question is my mom and my dad. You know, you know, I've seen my mom do it all, do it and decide, you know what, I don't want to do this no more. I want to get into something else. And I have supported her along all her journeys of her entrepreneurship. And I am happy because I've learned a lot, not just the outside looking in. I'm hearing the stress. I'm hearing the good times. I'm hearing everything. I'm learning from that as well. You know, my dad, since I was a child growing up, you know, my dad always had a clean work and a dirty work. And his clean work was his corporate job, and his dirty work was his side hustle, which was, you know, he's an electrician, and my dad fixes everything, you know. But, yeah, so both my parents have always had that hustle mentality. They're going after what they want. And, you know, they're immigrants. You know, my parents are born Jamaican, you know, that migrated to the U.S. and had to do what they had to do. So I have that, you know, instilled in me to be an entrepreneur because both my parents done, you know, they doing the thing. They still doing the thing. Some of the inspirations that I people that inspire me in the cake industry right now, I have my top two. Number one is gonna be Cake King, aka Jerome. This is a man that opened up the door for me to start doing cake. You know, I took online classes with him, and I just love his transparency. Like, this man done, he closed down his bakery, he wasn't shy about it. He let y'all know, listen, this ain't working right now. You know what I mean? And then Portia Kimball, she is amazing. I did a one-on-one class with her, been following her, learned a lot about cakes and stuff from her as well, did some online classes. You know, she's just a breath of fresh air, and she definitely supports me. And you know, so that's mother, that's cake mother and cake father. And they are both, you know, African-Americans as well. So I just love that, that they are out there. And they are changing lives and inspiring me, you know, to do what I need to do and take things to the next level.
I love how you continue to go back to educate yourself and taking classes and taking courses. And that's something that I have been inspired by you and picked up as far as going to take classes and take courses online, investing into myself, you know, and learning how to perfect my craft and watching those pioneers that have come before us or those professionals who have been successful at this and have come before me. So I really admire you for doing that, and it does make a big difference. My next question is, what marketing tactics do you find most effective for you in your business? Because I do see you on, you know, social media, but what have you found that has been most effective to promote your business and get your business out there and to gain new customers?
Okay. I would say it's a mix, but really and truly right now, and for the past maybe 3 years, it has been Google. Google my business. I keep up with my Instagram. I'm on TikTok. You know, I do post on Facebook, but Google, I just drop some images in my Google page from time to time, and people are always Googling stuff, and I am popping up, and they are calling me. You know, that, and I don't even pay a dollar for that, you know, and they come to me all, I mean, I have 3 orders this week, all from Google. All my orders this week is from Google.
Wow.
And I don't even have that. 9 times out of 10, that's how they found me. And they're on my website. They're, you know, they are on it. So big shout out to Google. As I said, like, you know, if you are hesitant, if you have a business and, you know, you don't really want to, you know, put up a storefront or whatever, you have to see what works for you, because the traffic you're going to get from Google is like no other, you know, unless you go viral social media, you know. So.
And I love that. You know, you definitely, Google is definitely a great, powerful tool. It does put businesses on the front page when you continue to utilize it. And I kind of say have a relationship with it. When you post in it, you can get a website from there for free. You can do a page, a business listing in there for free. And you have been able to utilize it. And that's where we go. Everybody goes to Google when they want to get something done or they want to search something or they want to go somewhere. Google has been the number one platform that really helps with that. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to get into another music break, and we're going to come back and wrap it up with Queen Sharice of Just Why Bakery and Events. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Make sure you call us up at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661 and press the one button to be heard. We're going to get into a hot track by L Centric called Without a Doubt, because without a doubt, Sharice is killing the game. Let's go.
Some heat, the competition kinda steep, but the crown I'll keep. Say 100 to the 99. Got a point to prove, out to win, not lose. No more rummaging through these tools and views. It's mine, time to shine. Claim it to be sold and not to be told. Some of y'all running down, feeling mighty bold. No more. Big moves, gotta make sure that your blue cheese is cool. No doubt, I'm gon' get mine. Said I'm still in the limelight, just not in the streets. I heard that people wanna know what's going on with me. I'm here, and I will survive. I'm up on my hustle, staying up on my grind, and headed to the top, stays on my mind. Somebody said that you was looking for me, but you know exactly where I'm going. Said it's my time, and I know that I'm gonna die. Yeah, I'm coming for mine.
Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yeah. Definitely saying that was L Centric of Without a Doubt. Got my special guest live in the building.
I love that song. I love that song. L did sing with that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs by L. I definitely love that song. Sharice, we're going to go back to the call lines. We got the call lines lighting up for you. Let's go ahead and bring the 407 in. 407, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's going on, Queen?
Good morning. Good morning, host. Good morning to my beautiful niece, Sharice. Shout out to you, baby girl. We love you. She loves what she does. She put love, dedication into what she does. And most importantly, she loves what she does.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Auntie.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Love you more. Thank you for giving me a chance to say something. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Same to you. Love you back.
It's
my beautiful aunt.
Man, it supports you. That's how it should be, you know?
Yeah.
Trust you got
me.
Good
it
genes.
Takes a
it does take a village. You got good genes. You got good people surrounding you, and it's important for you to have good people surrounding you when you're on this journey. You have that 11-1 belief. Tell me about that, Sheree.
Let me tell you something. Everything starts with faith. Everything starts with faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have faith, then what do you have? If you had everything you wanted and desired, then what would you need? What would life be? So it is important for us as believers to believe when we pray, believe that God is going to work it out, believe the visions that we have, believe the dreams that we have. We have to have faith. And if we don't have faith, I can't imagine my life without having faith. I've been tested so many times. I have so many testimonies where it's like, man, you know, closed mouths don't get fed.
And faith without works is dead. You got to activate your faith.
You know, that is the most important part that I left out, because I'm just naturally a worker. So I just assume that everybody does the same thing. But, yeah, when you know, you get to have faith, but you got to do the work as well. Because, I mean, you can't just wait for God to do it all. I mean, some situations have to. You get where I'm coming from? But if there's something that we can do to work towards whatever it is, we have to do that.
A lot of people so busy focused on their bank account. You need to be focused on your faith account. And I always say this, I don't spend from my bank account. I spend from my faith account. My faith account always going to be overflowing. It will never run out. I mean, I am rich in faith, and I'd rather be rich in faith than rich in anything else, because that's important to me. It's always God first, family second, and career third. Over here, and you have activated your faith a lot. We can see it throughout your life, over your children, over everything that you touch and do. You know, I had the honor of actually meeting Queen Sheree in Washington at the Women of Color Support Group, and it was out of the WIC office. Big shout out to Linda White, Miss Linda White. She decided to start a support group for women of color to raise the numbers of breastfeeding. The numbers in Pierce County, Washington, was very low for women of color, African American women, you know, Latinas. Our numbers were so low, and she just got passionate about it. And she was like, listen, I'm going to start a support group to raise the numbers, but also to make connections and help them to come and talk and have a safe place to reflect. So, Ms. Linda, we definitely appreciate you. If it wasn't for Ms. Linda,
yes,
I would have never met Sheree. You know, I would have never met you, but God, divine time happened, and I'm grateful for that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. My next question for you is, what is one of your creations that put you on the map and made you stand out from the other bakers?
They
want to
know.
They want to know.
You know, I can say a few things, but, you know, what I think stands out the most is my love that I put into my creation. I think people can see that. Because I have customers that pick up and they're like, they're always so wild, and they're like, oh my gosh. And I can't say one specific product. You know, my rum bunk cake, yes, that's a heavy hitter right there. You know, strawberry crumble cupcakes or cake or chocolate covered strawberries. But I think overall, it's really the love that shines on the work that I produce.
I'd say one of them, but I'm going to say them cupcakes. I'm going to say the strawberry cupcakes, the strawberry cheesecake, or the strawberry, but the cupcakes, they're so moist. I don't know how you get these cupcakes so moist and so infused with flavor, girl. You're right. It is made with love because
it's the love.
It's made with love. And you dip chocolate-covered strawberries. You got the strawberry boxes. Me and hubby ordered them every year that, you know, Valentine's Day came around. I got them for my birthday as well. You know, and I miss those. And then they came with the bottom of wine. Like, the presentation was presentation, honey. The berries was berrying, honey. I didn't want it from nowhere else. I was actually at work on the graveyard shift, working as a CNA, selling those boxes.
Yes, you were. With the roses and everything. That's a complete box right there. You got your flowers, you got your sweet, and you have either your apple cider or your wine.
Yes. I love that. I love the complete set. I love how you think. It's just incredible. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. We got Queen Sharice live in the building, creator and owner of Just Fly Bakery and Events. Make sure you check her out on Facebook at Just Fly Events, on Instagram at Just Fly Events, or check out her website at www.justflyevents.com. That's J-U-S-S. FLYY events at .com, excuse me, www.justbyevents.com.
And I'm on TikTok too, y'all. I'm on TikTok.
Oh, and you're on TikTok.
Yes, baby. I'm about to open up a TikTok shop, okay?
Oh, come on now. Give us the D's exclusive right here on Diva Spot. So we got a TikTok shop.
The TikTok shop will be opening soon. I'm just getting some things together behind the scenes. I do have a shop on my website, and I'm actually currently loading up some products, but this is the thing. I do not want to put stuff on my page until they are baked, because it's going to be a first come, first serve. If I only have 14 items, once they're sold, that's it. I don't know when I'm going to restock, but it'll be great if y'all check the website from time to time, or if you follow me on social media, I will be posting when things are in the shop, ready to go. So, you know, just checking every now and then, you know, save the website in your web browser and check in.
Now, Sharice, well, all of the blessings, like blessings on blessings on you. God has been so good. You have got orders. Corporate orders. You did an order for Amazon. I just got an order from American Express. You got orders. So you shutting down Orlando, like they're ordering
CVS.
From. Yes. Come on now. Talk your talk.
CVS, baby. CVS, the distribution center that distributes all of Florida, Alabama, Georgia. I mean, yeah. I was in disbelief, but I'm like, God, thank you. That's all I can do is say God, because God has got me through this whole journey. When I didn't know what I was doing, I would pray to God and say, God, please, just let the customer love it. God, please. And God has never failed me. So I tell people all the time, like, they be like, oh, how do you do it? God, mm-hmm. God, you know?
And you do something with the packaging, and you know, and with your cards and your packaging. That's one thing I love about that, you know, that you incorporate God in everything. And not only are you bringing, you know, filling people's spirits up with your great creations, but you bring the word to them.
I have to. That's what we're here on earth to do. So if you are a firm believer, you know, you got to spread the word. You know, and not be afraid to mention the word. If you offend someone, oh, I'm sorry, but this is where I'm at. So
this is where I'm at, and this is where I'm going to be. My faith ain't for debate. My last question for you, and I really appreciate you being here. That is where I'm at. My faith ain't for debate. I ain't about to sit here arguing nobody back and forth.
Exactly.
How has your business changed your life for the better?
Oh. It has changed my life for the better. A few ways it has changed my life. Number one, it has given me an outlet. I am a creative person, and anyone who is creative, they have to have an outlet. If not, they don't feel fulfilled. They don't, they're miserable. They're, you know, I can't really explain it, but for those creators that they can't create, they get in a hole. And this has been a way for me to create, you know, using my hands and, you know, getting into different things and seeing that, you know, my customers, they are impressed and they love what I do. Another way, financially, it has definitely helped to support my family, helped to support, you know, certain projects or, you know, paying down debt or things like that. You know, this business is, I could have a dollar to my name today, and, you know, by the end of the week, I have $5,000 coming in.
Come on.
So, you know, it's definitely a blessing either which way. And I get to meet people and hear stories. You know, people are just always so open to me. Like, they don't know me, but they feel my vibe. And I've met some amazing customers that have become friends over the years. So that's a great thing about my business and benefits.
I love it. Well, Queen Sharice, tell them how they can follow you on your social network platforms, how they can book you, and give a shout out as well.
All right. So, yeah, you could definitely follow me on Instagram, Just Fly Events, Facebook. I'm on TikTok. Everything is Just Fly Events. My business is actually Just Fly Bakery and Events, but, you know, we started off with Just Fly Events, so that's what we run with. My website, justflyevents.com, and that's FLYY, remember with the fly, because we fly over here. Definitely check out the website. I'm on Google. I mean, just Google Just Fly Events, and you'll see everything come up. I mean, you know, you can't miss it. Also, big shout out to you, okay? To you. You do your thing. You got me on the show. Big shout out to my aunt, Auntie Paula, that just called in. She's here in Orlando, was my only family member here in Orlando, and now we all kind of wanting to, well, I'm here in Orlando, so I'm trying to get the rest here. Big shout out to my aunt. I know she's listening, Nikki, my husband, my kids, my mom, my dad. You know, shout out to all my customers, because without them, I wouldn't be here, okay? Big shout out to those that trusted me when I didn't even trust myself to do the orders. So big shout out to them.
Man, big shout out to you. Now, Kim, you know, your family, you welcome to come back to Diva Spot any time that you would like. I just ask that you bring some of that good rum cake with you.
When you do rum come cake back is going to be coming in the mail. I'm not even going to tell you when I'm mailing it. I'm just going to mail it. And big shout out to the 7 show. 7 is my favorite number. I was like, whoa. You know, 7 is my favorite number, so I'm definitely so appreciative and grateful, and may God bless you on your new journey, and, you know, you doing the thing, so I, you know, you already know how I feel about you, so I'm going to just leave it at that, but I'm happy and I'm good, and this is my first radio interview, so I think I did okay.
You did an excellent job. We appreciate you being here. Well, make sure y'all follow her on Instagram, on Twitter, and on TikTok Shop, because that TikTok Shop is coming as Just Fly Events. Again, that's Just Fly Events. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. This is episode 7, and guess what? It's the Mompreneurs episode. We're going to come back with some of that spiritual feeding, because y'all know I'm not going to have this show without feeding your spirit. This week is all about peace. It has been a week of peace. That has been a theme. We're going to get into some of that educate and regulate sessions. I got some top tips for the Mompreneurs, like top 5 traits for a successful mompreneur. Awesome. Books and audio books for the mompreneur, and some financial links and resources for the mompreneur. Make sure y'all stay tuned. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's get into this hot track called Blessings on Blessings on Me, because it's blessings all around. Here's your girl, Diva Ebony B. It's Diva Spot Radio. Let's go. And big shout out, that was Teresa, Sally, and Mino with that hot track called Blessings on Blessings. Make sure y'all check them out on YouTube. Make sure you check them out on Instagram. Make sure you check them out on Apple Music. Let's go ahead and get in here to feed your spirit. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. And now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Kyle Adrians, we need to feed their spirit. I've been talking about peace all week. On the whole week, we've been talking about peace. And I have my Women of Color devotional Bible. If you don't have a devotional, please make sure you go get one. A man's devotional, a team devotional, husband's devotional, kids devotional, whatever it is, mom devotional, get yourself a devotional Bible and feed your spirit every day. I like to get the word early in the morning when I wake up. I like to snack on the word when I'm eating something, because it's important that I watch what goes into my ear gate and my eye gate. I want to make sure that I'm covered with the armor every day. And this week we've been talking about peace. College Dreams, come on in here so we can take them to church and feed their spirit. It's spiritual feed.
And I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates. Cause they say I'm living wrong, wish it won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church, take them to church, take them to church.
Man, it's your boy Kali Dreams. You are now tuned in live on
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Big shout out to Kali Dreams. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on YouTube, X, which is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That's Kali Dreams. Now, we've been talking about peace, and a lot of us just need to, you know, just need a feeding. And we want to talk about, today is the fifth day. Day five of the week is October 27th, 2023. And how do we have peace in the midst of a storm? How can I, or how can we have peace when the devil is busy? And the devil and his demons is always busy. But I want to come from a scripture out of this Women of Color Devotional Bible. The scripture comes from John chapter 16, verse 33. And it says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." That is John chapter 16, verse 33. Go ahead and save that, munch on that, let that be your snack. However you want to have it, just make sure you get that in you. I'm going to read you guys a short story from the Women of Color Devotional Bible, and this was a good one. It says, after showering, Peggy began her morning prayer. The phone rang. "Is this Miss Peggy? Is this Miss Peggy Withers?" the caller asked. "Yes," she replied. The caller asked her, "Do you have a son who attends the University of Belmont in Texas?" Peggy responded, "Yes. Who is this?" "I am Officer Dower, and at the Beaumont Police Department," the caller said. "We have your son in custody. Apparently, he was part of some fraternity mayhem, and we brought him in for questioning. We have to release him to a parent or a guardian. We understand that you live quite a distance away, but you need to come as soon as possible. I'll call my office and catch the next flight out," Peggy assured the officer. But when she called, her supervisor said that it was the end of the month and reports had to be finished. "I can't let you go today, but you can leave tomorrow," her boss told her. "Mr. Creeders," she begged, "I must leave immediately. Either you come in today or you're fired," Mr. Creeders said, and hung up the phone. Peggy began to cry out to the Lord. She did not know how she was going to pay for the airline ticket or get the time off. She prayed that the Lord would make a way, and she proceeded to work. When she got to the office, a coworker heard what happened and offered to assist Peggy with the reports. As they worked feverishly, Peggy's mail was delivered to her desk. Near the bottom of the stack was a letter from her favorite airline frequent flyer miles program. She opened the letter and read in disbelief, "You just achieved the 75,000-mile mark, and this entitles you to a round-trip airline ticket anywhere in the continental United States." Peggy was amazed. It wouldn't be completely free unless she could fly standby, but a call to the airline confirmed that there was a few flights that had open seats. Of course, not all storms have such a rainbow ending, y'all. But if you submit to the perfect will of Christ, you will have peace in knowing that God has your best interest at heart. There's a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace, Ecclesiastes 3 and 8. There will be times of storms. Sometimes you might experience a drizzle. Other times you might feel like you're going through war. And you're going through a moon sun. But take comfort in the fact that in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the war, in the midst of the hatred, a calm is approaching. Trouble don't last always. Exhibiting peace does not mean that you are not going to cry sometimes or have feelings of frustration. Peggy cried out to the Lord, and then she garnered within her soul peace and confidence and confided in God. Peggy knew that she would face trials and tribulations. In the words of Jesus, these things I have spoken unto you, that in ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's John chapter 16, verse 33. If Jesus has overcome the world, you can place your confirmation on him. Now let's get the application. Let's apply this word. During the stormy times of life, you might have trouble sleeping. I challenge you to grasp God's unfailing peace and speak these words to your spirit when you can't sleep. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. That's Psalms 4 and 8. In the word of God, in every aspect of assurance, if you still cannot sleep, get up and read your Bible. Or perhaps put a devotional tape on or on your phone or listen to a sermon on YouTube. Something peaceful will remain and will remind you that you are in the arms of God. And I pray over this word. All minds are clear. All hearts are clear. We slow down in this moment to hear from you, Lord. We welcome you in these airways, on the highways, byways. We want to hear from you, Lord. Lord, we know that you are with us in everything at all times. Lord, you are aware of each storm that we face and each tempest we will encounter in the future, Lord. Lord, we ask that you grant us your perfect peace so that during our storms, we will give you the flow and we will go with flow, knowing that you are holding us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen on that. I hope your spirit is fed, Dons and Divas. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Call us up at 515-602-9661 and press the 1 button to be heard. And you can jump in our chat room, too. Go to www.blogtalk.com/Diva Spot. Go ahead and log in, jump in the chat room, and chat it up with us from there. You dig? I want to get into this Educate and Regulate session because I found some really great resources for the mompreneurs. It is the 7th episode. The number of 7 is the completion. The number 7 is Sharice's favorite number. And also, on top of that, the number of 7, me and my husband going to be celebrating 7 years of marriage this year, November the 12th. So big shout out to my husband. That's 777 all around. I'm grateful for that. But I want to get into these resources for the mompreneurs out there, and maybe you can share this. So go ahead and get your pen and paper and go ahead and write this down because I got some heat for y'all. F. Conley, come on in here so we can educate and regulate them, baby.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon' spunk. Hey, queen, gon' spunk. Hey, queen, won't you spunk? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon' spunk. Hey, queen, gon' do something. Hey, queen, what you do something? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Shout out to S. Coley. Make sure you follow him at check him out at www.scoley.com. Again, that's www.scoley.com. And you can check him out on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and Twitter, which is X. I want to talk about the top 5 traits of a successful mompreneur. I hope y'all got y'all pen and paper. And if not, if you're listening to the replay of the episode and you catch me later, thank you for being here. I appreciate y'all. You guys be listening all over the world. I be loving when I'm going back and checking the areas and the numbers. Big shout out to Grease on the check-in. Hey, I see you, Grease. I'm waiting to hear that good news. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If they don't get you, I sure ain't going to get you. So let's talk about the top 5 traits of a successful mompreneur. The first successful trait is kindness. You need to be kind to yourself if you're kind to yourself, you will allow kindness to others. So the first powerful trait as a successful mompreneur is kindness. Be kind to yourself so you can be kind to others. The second one is time management and organization. This is super important. Even if you ain't got it down pack, that's okay. But keep trying. Keep getting into consistency. Turn the phones off at night. Like, I had to do that for myself, to turn my phone off at night. I had to get on a schedule where I turn my phone off at 9 so I can be asleep at 10. I have to have some boundaries. And even with business, every business has business hours. So all my mommies out there, make sure you set business hours for your business. I know some of us is in the beginning stage of our business, but if we set a standard in the beginning, we will be able to have some type of organization and time management to balance our God first, family second, and career third. You know, you want to definitely make time for the Lord. He does not need to take, he should never take the back seat of your day before you get started. When you wake up, before your feet even hit that floor, I would encourage you to say, just thank you, Lord. Talk to him, because God is bae, and it's not about religion. He wants to have a relationship with you. So when you wake up in the morning, before your feet even hit that floor, just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just start taking 3 to 4 or 5 minutes, however long, but at least 4 or 5 minutes, just thank him for everything that he's done for you. And then family second. Yes, we have husbands. Yes, we have spouses. Yes, we have kids. Before you become, you know, that's why I cover myself with the word before I become a wife and a mom, getting my daughter up, doing her hair, getting her to school, then going off to work, you know, do the show and then go off to work. But we want to make sure we keep that in order and balance. And career third, you know, our career is definitely something that we have to fit into our life, rather we're working full-time, because our career is what gives us our creativity. Our career is therapy for some of us. And if you are a creator, then you're going to need that time. So the second trait for a successful mompreneur and business owner is time management and organization. We got to get some order. The third trait is patience. Have patience with yourself. Have patience with your business. Have patience with your children. Have patience with your business. Have patience with your husband. Have patience with your family and your coworkers. And believe, if you asking God for patience, he are going to send you difficult people. He are going to send you difficult situations. But I encourage you to take nothing personally and take everything purposefully. You dig? Now, the fifth one, the fourth trait of a successful mompreneur is caring and empathy. We got to be caring and we got to have empathy. We got to have empathy for ourselves and empathy for others. And caring for ourselves. Caring for ourselves is just reading the book, doing some shadow work, writing a letter to yourself. I just recently did that. Greaves wrote a letter to his shadow self. I actually have TikTok made me buy it. I have the shadow work journal and it has been incredible. And your shadow self is your past self, your younger self, you know, the past you. And just going in and doing some work and asking these questions, these open-minded questions, and write a letter to yourself. I would encourage you to get the shadow work journal. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to TikTok and just put that in. And the fifth trait for a successful mompreneur is connection. Sis, I know you don't feel like networking. I know you don't feel like going out. I know you, but your connection, your network is going to equal your network. You have to go out, connect. And I know some of y'all are like, Ebony, I barely have time for my business, for my family, for my job. You can network online. You can jump into these groups. I am in a few groups when I came here to Dallas. Big shout out to CJ. She'll be coming to the show. But she has the Women of Dallas networking group. I found them on Facebook. Get into some groups. You can go to some events online if you can't make it. I know childcare may be an issue for some of us, and just time and money, but I would definitely encourage you to network. Nobody knows what you're doing until you tell somebody. So I jumped into the Dallas Boss Babe networking group. I'm in the Black Woman of North Dallas group. I'm in a Black Folks Living in Dallas group. I'm in a couple of networking groups. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio and big shout out to Slate Stone. You need to get your connections. The people that you are going to meet are going to open a lot of beautiful doors for you. So you definitely want to start making these connections with like-minded people and start putting your business in front of them. And they will start promoting you because you networking with them. And you never know. They may just bless you or have a door or keys that they may have keys to the doors that you're trying to unlock. So those are the five traits for a successful mompreneur. My next resource and my next jewel is books and audible books for mompreneur. Now, I got three of these, and these guys are powerful. So go ahead and get your pen and paper. Write this down. The first one is Money Making Mom by Crystal Payne. Again, that's Money Making Mom by Crystal Payne. It got 4.6 stars on Amazon. So you can go to Amazon. This is a paperback book, and it's called Money Making Mom by Crystal Payne. The second one is The Determined Mom. The Determined Mom, guys, and that is by Caroline Green. Again, that's The Determined Mom's Guide by Caroline Green. That one got 4.5 stars on Amazon. And what I really like about that book, it gives you a guide of for moms. Like, it helps you to pick a business, or it helps you to have a guide of how to work your business around your family, not work your family around your business. So that is The Determined Mom Guide by Caroline Green. That's on Amazon. You can get that. Consider that some of us may just not have time to sit down and read a book. I got older kids. I got younger kids. You know, Sharice has three kids, is in three different stages of life right now, and she may not have time to sit down and read a book. But we do have time to listen to an Audible. Big shout out to Audible. I listen to Audible all the time. I got it on my tablet. I got it on my phone. I have it on my desktop as well. But when I'm driving in a car and I'm going out to visit my patients, this is the time that I have for myself that I'm able to listen to this Audible. And the Audible that I want to give you guys is 1,000 Social Media Marketing Tricks. And that's by Gary Clark. It's on Audible. It's called 1,000 Social Media Marketing Tricks by Gary Clark. This is a really great resource on how to market your business on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, on X, without getting blocked. I just recently came off a six-day block from Facebook because they said I was promoting too hard. And if anybody knows me, y'all know I go hard in the paint. But there is a limit to what you can post and how many posts you can post and when you should post and what time you should post the optimal time. So there's levels to this business right here. So I wanted to make sure I gave you these three books. The first book is Money Making Mom by Crystal Payne. The second one was The Determined Mom's Guide by Caroline Green. And the Audible book is 1,000 Social Media Marketing Tricks by Gary Clark. And that's on Audible, so you can read that. Now let's get into the meat and potatoes of this, because we need some money. Honey, we need money to fund these businesses. You know, hubby going to help us out as much as we can. Family going to help us out as much as we can. But we need to know how to get that cash. Okay? We need to know how to get to that bag, honey. And Diva is here to give you the bag early in the morning. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow me on all major social networking platforms at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. Or follow me at Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you leave a comment about the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Go ahead and log in. Follow the show and leave a comment. If you want to get interviewed, showcased, and promoted right here on Diva Spot, just go ahead and leave me a comment there. Or you can email me at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com if you're looking to be interviewed, showcased, and promoted. Let's get to this money, because Diva like money, and I like blessings. And I spend from my faith account, not my bank account. Blessings just find me, money just find me, and I wake up every morning and I say, God, I know you're going to bless me today. I don't know how you're going to bless me. I don't know who you're going to bless me with, but I know you're going to bless me by the end of the day. And my first blessing was just waking up this morning. Hallelujah to that. Can I get an amen, y'all? All the church say amen. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about these finances for mompreneurs. I got three websites that's going to help you get some funding, going to help you get to them grants, going to help you get to the support that you need. And the first one is KivaZip.com. That's KivaZip.com. Again, that's KivaZip.com. KivaZip.com. These websites are dedicated to mompreneurs to help them get startup funds for their business, help their business get funding, help their business get grants, point them in the right direction. They will even help you get set up. And it's not as hard as we may think. Some of my mompreneurs out there get a little bit intimidated when it comes to applying for grants and applying for money because they think, oh, everybody else is applying for them. There are a lot of angel funders and a lot of banks who are investing into women-owned businesses right now, because right now we up in the numbers. 2020, we just came out the gate swinging, kicking, throwing all types of shade and front laces, baby. We selling everything from lashes all the way to diaper rash cream. Don't play with us. Don't play with us. And since the money is out there for you. So the first website is KivaZip.com, KivaZip.com. The next one is a familiar one who has the name is Kickstarter. Kickstarter.com has been a great funding platform for mothers who start in their business, for women in business, and for business owners in general. You can get that money, you guys. You can get that funding. You can get those loans at low interest rates. So the money is out there for you. And my last one is Funding Circle. That's FundingCircle.com. Funding Circle. FundingCircle.com. These three websites are dedicated to helping mompreneurs, and they will walk you through the process and even help you out with some of your financials. Like, we can help you get a finance sheet or a spreadsheet or do the finances for your business, like how much you want to sell, how much you want to grow, and just asking those questions that you need to know in your business so you won't get yourself put in debt. We're not here to be put in debt. We are here for a profit. So again, those three websites are going to be KivaZip.com, Kickstarter.com, and FundingCircle.com. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you hit me up at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. I'm going to get into this track, Justify. When I come back, I'm going to wrap up the show. But big shout out to Justify and Bear Witness. They was on the show last week, and it was a powerful show. Make sure you check out all past episodes at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Come on in, Justify.
Lord, I thank you for this day. My mouth is only filled with your praise. For I come before you to lift my sisters and my brothers in prayer today. I sense a heaviness by the enemy that is trying to put them down, push them to the fence with nonsense filled with offense, trying to discourage, fill them up with anger. I won't lie, he's so annoying, but then again, I got your anointing. We have your power to stand and not surrender. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I cancel and demolish our strongholds by your precious name and blood. Our power and authority to punch Satan in the face with every day with our faith. I cancel all attempts to shut my sisters and my brothers down. I command all fear to get out, drown, and never come around. I yank strongholds from the root that keep them feeling helpless. The enemy was destroyed by Jesus' death and resurrection. The sneaky enemy keeps showing up, whispering lies, twisting truth, attempting to inflate selfish pride. I'm declaring the devil and his demons lies today. I command them to leave you in Jesus' name. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world, says his word that's sharper than a two-edged sword. Be filled with that powerful confidence, dress in that armor, and learn to move in silence. As a daughter to her father, I ask right now that your presence falls over my sisters and brothers. Pure revival, deliverance, healing. I command wisdom, discernment, so they won't be caught off guard by that silly serpent. Together, Lord, we will win, because in truth, you already have. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now go ahead and give your arms a stretch to Jesus, where you find rest. Stop with all that stress. You are too blessed by the best. Don't be in competition, only in missions. Speak truth and never fiction. When you move, flow in the spirit. The old juice should never be missing. Now open your mouth and allow your Father's words to start speaking. Get familiar with who you are in His kingdom. Understanding identity is an eternal key. There is an identity crisis in the body of Christ. God's plan was never for us to be filled with Satan lies. You're filled with the spirit that makes Satan cry. You need to understand that what was fought when He was crucified. May my prayer open your eyes, and that you understand all you need is who lives inside. A flowing river, a word engraved in your heart, that's so alive, ready to give you eternal life. I declare all these things over your life right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm justified, normalized, normalized, normalized.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
If you got Diva having to be me on the spot on the grind, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Diva Spot Radio this morning. Waking up with me in the morning on your mission. I want to thank my guest, Big Queen Sharice, owner of Jeff Y Bakery and Events, for coming through and dropping those sweet jewels on us. I can't wait to get some of that birthday. Yo, you guys make sure you follow us again on Twitter, on Instagram, excuse me, on X, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok. And you guys make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm going to get out here. I got more hope to spread, and I got more work to do. I love y'all, and I'll catch y'all on Monday when we have Cecily Jones live on Diva Spot. Y'all be blessed.
Juneteenth is my rocket. Love and I won't stop it. Let's groove tonight. Girl, you so beautiful and awesome. The melanin moon exposing all your lies. So let's take a trip and just enjoy the night. Oh baby, love where you're moving. Oh baby, don't stop.